WRCO.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news from ABC is next, sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. Also by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden gearing up to issue an executive order that would seal the southern border to any more migrants once the daily number reaches 2,500 between U.S. ports of entry. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more.
Supporters say the president has no other choice after former President Trump killed a bipartisan border security deal earlier this year that was endorsed by the Border Patrol Union. The migrant crisis remains a top issue for voters amid concerns about crime. Police in New York say two officers were shot yesterday by a Venezuelan migrant wanted for robbery. The suspect entered the U.S. illegally 1 year ago.
Hunter Biden's trial at the opening statements phase. They begin this morning. He is accused of lying on a permit for a firearm about his drug use. Dr. Anthony Fauci facing questions about the pandemic when he appeared before a House Select Subcommittee. Republicans accusing him of helping to fund the research that caused COVID. He talked about death threats he and his family had received during the pandemic. This is ABC News. A juror has now been released from the biggest pandemic relief fraud trial in the country. She says someone dropped off $120,000 cash at her home and offered more if she voted to acquit. Deliberations begin today. Your summer road trip could cost you a lot less this summer, at least the part when you're actually on the road.
Demand for gas plummeted after Memorial Day, according to analysts at Gas Buddy. That, along with lower oil prices and refineries producing a lot of gas, all equals cheaper prices at the pump. The Energy Department reporting in the past week the price of regular unleaded came down 6 more cents to $3.51 a gallon on average. That's 3 cents cheaper than it was a year ago at this time. The cheapest gas is along the Gulf Coast at $3.05 a gallon. The most expensive remains in California at $4.80 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And another person getting a little too close to a bison in Yellowstone National Park, an 83-year-old from South Carolina suffering serious injuries after the bison lifted her up off the ground. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Today begins the sectional level for high school baseball teams across the state. A few sectionals in the area, including Johnson Creek and Blair Taylor in Division 4, Prairie du Chien in Division 3, and Portage in Division 2, among the areas where they will host those today. Well, actually, going on as well, continuing today, the 98th WIAA Boys Golf Championships. They're being held in Kohler, Wisconsin at Black Wolf Run. Yesterday, the Brewers lost one to Philadelphia. Reese Hoskins returned to his former team and an emotional return to Citizens Bank Park. But David Dahl went deep in his Philadelphia debut to back Zach Wheeler and the Phillies in a 3-1 victory in the opener of a 3-game series between National League division leaders. Also in the National League, the Mets 8-7 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Colorado 13-3. Arizona 4, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Toronto 2. Detroit 2-1 over Texas. Interleague play, Houston 7, St. Louis 4, and the LA Angels beat San Diego. That final score was 2-1. And that is an update on sports.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84. It looks like warm and sticky conditions once again. More clouds than sun. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. South to southeast winds at 8 to 14. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, and some storms could be severe. A low of 62, that is. High of 77 on Wednesday, with a 30% chance of showers by late afternoon. In Richland Center this morning, after a midnight reading of 68 and a low of 64, we're at 65 degrees.
She was coming to town on a whirlwind tour, and my baby just had to go. So I stood in line for 16 hours for a 90-minute show. I spent $87 for nosebleed tickets and another 20 on a beer. It kind of looked like Madonna, but a whole lot smaller. I couldn't really tell from there. And I want my money back.
Give me my money back.
Well, I know it's gone, I should move on, but that don't change the fact.
Give me
just ain't right, no way, nobody ought to do somebody like that. So where's my money? I want my money back. I spent 4 long years filling up my head with a higher education. Well, they promised me the skills I need to improve my situation. 45 grand bought a long black gown. Tassel on my hat, and now I'm qualified to supersize and say, do you want fries with that? And I want my money, I want my money back.
Give me my money back.
Well, I know it's gone, I should move on, but that don't change the fact.
Give me my money back.
It just ain't right, no way, nobody ought to do somebody like that. So where's my money? I want my money back. I know I'm only dreaming. I'm never gonna see it again. Money back.
Sammy Kershaw on WRCO FM 100.9. Good morning. We hope that you're doing well. We hope we're coming in wherever you usually listen. Sometimes you get a little humidity and you have a little fog. That does kind of make the FM signals a little wonky. So hopefully we're getting out there. Otherwise, you can always listen online at WRCO.com or on the Civic Media app. And your chance to qualify for the statewide SCANI giveaway is coming up. We'll be qualifying more during the 7 o'clock hour. here on FM 100.9 WRCO. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
Tanya Tucker, and just hanging in, hanging on. That's all you can do. We're at 65 degrees in Richland Center at 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock today on the 4th of June.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal. And here's the best part. Julie Cairns will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey.
Place to ask my friends when you see.
That's Ashley Cook on FM 100.9. Kind of a neat story. A group of 60 World War II veterans is leaving Atlanta on a trip to France to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The veterans will take part in parades, school visits, and ceremonies, including the official June 6th commemoration of the landings. The trip that began Sunday also includes high school and college students selected to escort the veterans and learn about their experiences. Charter flights also took veterans from Atlanta to France in 22 and 23. The trip is being organized by Atlanta-based Delta Airlines, the Best Defense Foundation, and the North American branch of French tire maker Michelin as well. So that is going on. It'll be kind of a cool story to follow as they make their trek toward France. Coming up, news, weather, and sports today at 6:30. We'll update you and get you going here for the day. A little bit later on, oh, I think it's Quizzy Poo Day, isn't it? Yeah, yes, it is. So, I'll just try to do my best. Probably no fridge hanger today, but you never know. Here's James Otto.
We're only getting older. don't believe in superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
That's Don Williams, and I Believe in You. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting local radio. Coming up next, a news, weather, and sports update.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for more clouds than sun, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon, and a high of 84. In Richland Center, it is 65 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court and Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A bizarre disruption at a high school graduation. Video posted captured the moment when a student's father grabbed Baraboo District Rainey Briggs during last Friday's graduation ceremony. School staff and Baraboo police officers intervened, and officers escorted the man out of the building. A district spokesperson said a disorderly conduct charge was referred to the Sauk County DA's office. A senior detective with UW-Madison Police has a history of lying to courtrooms and misconduct. Records obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal show Detective Sergeant Peter Grimser has been disciplined 7 times since 2001 and has been placed on a list of police officers whose testimony is more than likely untruthful. He also berated a coworker so hard it prompted a civil rights lawsuit that cost the department $50,000 to settle. Current interim police chief Brent Plisch told the Journal he understands the record looks bad, but that Grimsier has done excellent work for the department. You can now add emergency contacts to your driver's license. The Department of Motor Vehicles announced yesterday they will be adding an emergency contacts field in your driver's record. That's part of a bill signed by Governor Tony Evers last year to make it easier to contact family and loved ones in case of an emergency. You can add the contact the next time you get your license renewed or add it online now at wisconsindot.gov. Two children were hurt after a school bus crashed in Milwaukee. That crash happened just around 7 o'clock yesterday morning. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that officials with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office said an SUV hit the bus. The children were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Another school bus was involved in a crash Monday morning as well. The Sheriff's Office said that crash happened about 6:30 when a car hit another car that collided with the bus. No children were on that bus. The car that initiated the crash fled the scene. The driver of the other car suffered non-life-threatening injuries, and the bus driver was not hurt. A hungry crowd of dairy enthusiasts attended Crawford County Dairy Breakfast Saturday at the Gaze Mills Fairgrounds. As a part of the activities, the 2024 Crawford County Dairy Royalty were crowned. Ava Forty, the daughter of Travis and Tasha Forty of Prairie du Chien, was announced as the 68th Crawford County Dairy Princess. She is an 11th grader at Prairie du Chien High School, where she is involved in FFA, also the Jay Walker's Youth Group, Sources of Strength, volleyball, soccer, and forensics. Grace Callahan, the daughter of Josh and Carrie Callahan of Woodman, is the Crawford County Dairy Princess attendant. She attends River Ridge High School, where she is an FFA and also a member of the Junior Jersey Association. 10-year-old Emmeline Saylor, the daughter of Robert and Angela Saylor, is the 26th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. She will be a 5th grader at North Crawford Schools in the fall. Emmy enjoys helping on her farm of 125 sheep, 25 cows, 6 sows, and a handful of chickens. In her free time, she enjoys painting and singing and takes part in cheer, dance, basketball, and volleyball. 9-year-old Ashla Nolan, daughter of John and Carrie Nolan of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien, is the Crawford County Little Miss Squirt attendant. She is a 3rd grader at Prairie Catholic School. Ashlyn has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 5 years and is in 4-H dairy projects and shooting sports. Ashlyn loves gymnastics and is in Little League softball. She likes to help her dad with the calf chores and showing calves at the fair. The Crawford County Dairy Royalty team will have their first event at the Seneca Farmers Market coming up this evening. The price of gas fell over 9 cents per gallon during the last week. The average gas price across the state today, $3.32 per gallon, though the cheapest gas is only $2.94, and that's in Nakusa. Gas prices are 2.4 cents lower than a month ago and almost 12 cents lower than at this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gas prices should continue to fall as we head towards the 4th of July. DeHaan said prices should continue to fall, but we'll need to keep our eyes on hurricane season. We know social media and so much time in front of screens can have a negative effect on mental health, especially for young people. But a new study from UW-Madison shows that adolescents get a mood boost from it as well. Researchers set to look at the short-term effects of smartphone use by teenagers and whether they're texting, watching videos, or playing games, young people were a little happier. Researchers say teens get the biggest boost while listening to music, podcasts, or audiobooks. A community blood drive with Impact Life will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics coming up this Thursday from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall on the lower level. Impact Life is the provider of blood and blood components to Reedsburg Area Medical Center. The Richland Hospital and Clinics and many other communities in our region. To schedule an appointment for donation, call 1-800-747-5401 or visit online at bloodcenter.org or via the Impact Life mobile app. All persons age 17 and up or 16 with a signed parental permission form who weigh at least 110 pounds and are in good general health meet the basic eligibility requirements for blood donation. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. Today, more clouds than sun and warm and sticky. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by this afternoon, a high of 84. South to southeast winds between 8 and 14. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be heavy, a low of 62. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, and less humid. A 30% chance of showers by late afternoon, a high of 77. Wednesday evening, showers possible early, then partly cloudy, a low of 54. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, a slight chance of light showers, a high of 70. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature after the midnight reading of 68, and following yesterday's high of 78, and also 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Right now it is 65 degrees.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Ney with sports. The WIA State Golf Tournament is continuing in Kohler, and rain did play a role. on Monday. The Divisions 2 and 3 teams and golfers were only able to get 9 of the scheduled 18 holes in. After 9 holes, Mineral Point is the top team in Division 3 with 156. Bonduel is second at 168. And among the top golfers in the state, Eli Lindsay of the Pointers fired a 37. So he is in third place after day 1. And Mineral Point's Alex Ross is tied for 4th with a 38. The golf tournament continues today, and they will try to get it all in today in between the showers. Lakeland is the top team in Division 2 with a 157. High school baseball sectionals going on today at Johnson Creek starting at 10. Barneveld plays Pecatonica, and at 12:30, Johnson Creek will host Oakfield. Division 4, Sectional 3 in Blair Taylor. It's Leva Strum playing Pittsville this morning at 10, followed at 1 by DeSoto versus Royal. The sectional championship game will be played at 4 o'clock. Division 3, Sectional 3 at Prairie du Chien at 10. Viroqua plays Aquinas, and Marshall battles New Glarus at 1 o'clock, with the championship scheduled for 4 o'clock. And in Division 2, Sectional 3 in Portage, it is Edgewood playing Reedsburg this morning at 10, followed at 1 o'clock by Waupun versus Jefferson. The sectional championship game will be played at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Elsewhere in sports, first baseman Reese Hoskins returned to the lineup and hit a solo home run in Philadelphia Monday night, the place where he played for 7 seasons. That one run wasn't enough for the Brewers, who dropped a 3-1 game to the Phillies. The loss ended a 4-game winning streak. Bryce Wilson took the loss after giving up 3 runs and a David Dahl home run in a 5 2/3 inning stint. The same two teams play today in Philadelphia again. Milwaukee beginning to get ready for the game, had not announced a starting pitcher as of last night. Reese Hoskins talked about the event, getting back to his former home.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins. Man, what a night for Hoskins.
Oh, is that cool.
Courtesy of Bally Sports, last night's game, and manager Pat Murphy talked about the occasion.
Fans showed what this game's really all about. Reese left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. So I think the fans reacted just like they're just happy for him.
That game yesterday in Philadelphia. Again, the Brewers and the Phillies play again tonight. The Mets 8-7 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Colorado. That final score 13-3. Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Toronto 2. Detroit 2-1 over Texas. Houston 7, St. Louis 4. And the Angels 2-1 winners against San Diego. The Packers have signed second-round pick Javon Bullard to a rookie contract. He played his college ball in Georgia. Getting Bullard signed leaves only one first-round draft pick, Morgan, that is Jordan Morgan, without a deal. 9 other draft picks have already reached agreements with front office. Scouts say the 5'10", 198-pound Bullard could start as a rookie. His deal with the Packers is estimated to include a $1.7 million signing bonus, and the salary should be a little over $2.2 million. And also, the NBC television network is placing 2 Badger football games on its wish list for the 24 college football season. Both would be aired in prime time. The games are October 26th against Penn State and November 16th against Oregon. NBC's preferred lineup was released on Monday. The network shares Big Ten conference games with CBS and Fox. Wisconsin's game against Alabama is set to be broadcast on the Fox Big Noon kickoff. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO. Take me out to the ball game. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line.
Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Yeah.
First base. Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Trace Adkins and the ultimate baseball song there. Take me out to the ball game. I can't get as low as Trace does. But nonetheless, we have some great stuff to share with you today. Tuesday, June 4th, your chance to qualify in the statewide contest coming up a little bit later on. We'll be playing trivia. Also, you could even win some delicious dairy products. Now that it's June Dairy Month, here's Nate Smith on FM 100.9.
Like there ain't nothing left. You set my world
Nate Smith on FM 100.9. National Cognac Day. It's also International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Aggression Day. Audacity to Hope Day. Clean Beauty and Safe Day. It's Old Maid's Day as well. We play the game, the card game, Old Maid. I haven't played that for a long time. I remember I used to get mad, though, because I'd usually end up with the Old Maid. And it's also National Cheese Day. How cool is that to be in Wisconsin, the home of cheese? What is it like? Fourth in the world in cheese production. So celebrate cheese, which comes from the milk of goats and cows, sheep, and even buffalo as well. I kind of like the newest cheese, which tastes like curd. But then again, once in a while some of that really old stinky stuff too. That's pretty good stuff.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
And this is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from June the 3rd. We had 256 head a day, 61 head of fat cattle day. High-yielding choice Holstein steers, 162 to 172. Choice Holstein steers, 151 to 161. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 150 and down. 52 head of slaughter cows day. Top 20% bring 130 to 136. The middle 60, 103 to 129. And the bottom 20%, 102 and down. Two bulls day, no real good test on bulls. 128 head of calves day. Top 80% bring five Holsteins, bring 550 to 710. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 370 and down. Quality beef calves, 200 to 980. And the light pork quality calves, 115 down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mecki Livestock. Have a great week.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024 at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th, from 7 to 1.
Wrap up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Today's high around 84 degrees with spotty showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be a little heavier tonight. Right now it is 66 degrees.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking.
Let's go!
to the ones pushing that needle in the red, in a day so they my kind of people.